behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Sante, the priests, seminarians, and sisters, I'd like to wish you all a very blessed and happy new year. The epistle to be read today for the Feast of the Circumcision of our Lord is taken from St. Paul's epistle to Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus. His words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, there's a story about two insurance salesmen who were sitting one day in a train station. The one was a sales manager who had many years of experience, and the other was a young man who had just started in his career. The younger worker was explaining all the difficulties he was experiencing, and so the senior tried to encourage the young man. But the young salesman complained, "It is easy for you to talk. You have already climbed way up the ladder." The older man looked at him and smiled and said, "Yes, but at one time I was well below the last rung." And then he went on to explain. He said, 20 years ago when I started selling insurance, it was in the middle of the Depression. Things were tough. And no one wanted to buy insurance. It seemed to be at a standstill. But the older salesman continued to explain how he persevered. He told the young man a valuable lesson he had learned from his father. He said, "There is one lesson my dad always hammered into me as a boy and a young man back on the farm. My father always insisted," he said, "that when I started splitting a piece of wood, I was to cut it all the way through. I was not to stop, no matter how many knots there were, no matter how tough the wood. The first half of the year in the insurance company, I hit plenty of knots and made plenty of tough prospects. But I kept on trying and never gave up." The younger insurance salesman understood, and the lesson strengthened and fortified him in his determination at his work. Now, my dear faithful, today we celebrate the Feast of the Circumcision of our Lord. And the circumcision marks the day when our Lord spilt his precious blood for us for the first time. It was only 8 days after his birth that our Lord underwent the circumcision, showing that he had come to shed his blood to save us, and thus proving his great love for us. Being urged by a strong desire to suffer for us, he begins as soon as he can to show that he loves us. It was as if he was pledging, so to speak, in a proof of his resolution to spend his entire life for us. St. Alphonsus says, "Behold, the Eternal Father, having sent his Son to suffer and die for us, commands that on this day he should be circumcised and should begin to shed his blood for us." And so it is fitting that each new year We are reminded of our Lord's own resolution to suffer and die for love of us. This was the entire purpose of his coming, to save us and prove his love for us. And so it was as if our Lord was saying, I have come to save you, and it is my purpose of my coming and my entire life. Thus today I resolve and show to you that I offer all I do for this very purpose. It was our Lord's lifetime resolution. Now today, my dear faithful, we celebrate New Year's Day. It is customary for many to make resolutions today that they will strive to keep during this coming year. But all too often, we make these resolutions without any thought of our spiritual well-being. And often, we forget even to keep these resolutions. Whether it's through weakness, we put them off and don't carry through with them. That is to say, when some difficulty comes, we run away from what we are supposed to do. But my dear faithful, this is when we ought to look to our Lord for an example and to persevere. And today we see him suffering for love of us to show us that he came for this one purpose. And so it is very fitting, as I said, that the circumcision coincides with the new year when we make resolutions. For how can we see our Lord only 8 days after his birth, proving for us that his love for us by spilling his blood? And how can we not be moved to do something for him in return? His most sacred heart continually beats with love for us. Even as an infant, his heart was focused on loving us. And so if we consider the infant Christ suffering for us, will we not strive to do more for him? Now just think for a moment what you need to do to work on your love for God, to love him better. What can you do this year? And then make a firm determination to do better in the year 2018. Resolve to be more faithful to your religious duties, to prove your love to the Sacred Heart. Endeavor to pay better attention during your prayers, at Mass, and especially at your daily rosary. Resolve now to practice the devotion to the Sacred Heart and its precious blood this coming year. Make up for the ingratitude of the rest of men and comfort the Sacred Heart of the infant Christ child. And also make some very practical resolutions. As parents, think of what you can do to watch over your children. Be diligent in the important things, the things that really matter, like whether they say their daily prayers, who are their companions, and what they do to keep themselves busy. And children, resolve to be more obedient and cheerful each day. And now that you have made your resolutions and begun to practice them, examining yourself every Sunday to see how you fulfill your resolutions. If you think about it every Sunday, once a week, it will help you to persevere in keeping them, to remind you of your resolutions. Because all too often, we just forget. And like the salesman in the story, no matter how many knots we hit or how hard the wood may be, we ought to continue cutting the log until it is split all the way through. We can't give up, but must strive to persevere and always keep on trying. And finally, ask our Heavenly Mother today to enlighten you and intercede for you during this coming new year, that she may help you to have a blessed and holy new year, and to help you to persevere in carrying out your resolutions. Let us during this new year then faithfully and generously make a return of love to the Sacred Heart and do something for him in return for all he has done for us. God bless you, and may you have a happy and holy new year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.